Once upon a time, there was an evil queen. And this is her story. The Diary of a Wicked Queen. Hello there, I'm Samantha Boffin, and this is my Diary of a Wicked Queen. It's my diary, my journal, my journey, or whatever you want to call it, all about being in a theatre production of Snow White this Christmas, hence the name, and no prizes for guessing which part I'm playing. I'm recording this opening episode the day before the first rehearsal on October the 9th, and we open on December the 16th, in just under 10 weeks' time. So what's this podcast going to be about, and why would anyone want to listen to it? Well, it's a diary, and I'm going to be taking you from the first rehearsal, which is tomorrow, to the final night, which is New Year's Eve. So I'm hoping that it's going to be fun and interesting. It's a way of capturing how a show is put together from the start to the finish, not just the production part, but how it feels on the inside from an actor's perspective. And I'm going to be letting you know how I'm feeling rehearsal to rehearsal, and you'll get an honest idea about where my head's at, and also the ups and the downs of pulling a theatre show together. It's going to be, as a podcast, a bit rough and ready, and honestly, I don't know if anyone is even going to listen to it, but that doesn't really matter because it's more of a personal odyssey for me, and there are a few reasons why I'm doing it. The main one is that I thought it would be fun to see what happens and to chart how a show is put together, how I feel day to day, how the cast and the crew feel, and how to cope with juggling this with my day job. I am, in fact, a voice actor by day, even though I am now a queen by night, and I already have another podcast, but it's a work-related podcast, and this isn't going to be the same at all. And that's the second reason. I've been wondering for some time if I can pull off a less polished podcast. Can I force myself to put out less than perfect audio sound, which sometimes will be recorded at the theatre, or on the way to the theatre, or in a dressing room backstage? And I usually record in a proper booth, the one I'm in right now, so this is going to be a very, very different approach for me. And that's the third reason. I wanted to force myself to use the different tech that I will need to use in order to pull that off. So not a mic like this one, which is a big old fancy Neumann mic. I wanted to see if I could use lavalier mics or wireless mics or anything that I've got to hand, even if it's just my phone. And to learn how to pull episodes together really quickly, slightly imperfectly, and put them out almost as they happen, maybe every day. And that's the fourth reason, really. Time. I'm going to be away from my family for a lot of evenings between tomorrow, starting tomorrow, and New Year's Eve. All over Christmas, in fact. And this is a way that they will be able to listen in and maybe stay connected with me. So I know I will definitely have at least four listeners. And honestly, I have played to smaller audiences than that. I do a lot of theatre, but I haven't been in a pantomime for years because bringing up a family doesn't really work well with being away a lot on the run-up to and over Christmas. But my youngest turned 18 yesterday, and I figured that it was a great time to get back to doing what is a really fun thing to do at Christmas. Plus, the Wicked Queen in Snow White is such a great panto villain, and they don't come round all that often. And I haven't had the opportunity to play a mad part like this for years. The first theatre I ever did was panto when I was about 4 or 5, and I went on doing it for years after that, usually with my dad and my mum and my sister. And in fact, my sister is also doing a pantomime this year in a completely different place. Anyway, if you're still listening, thank you very much. And that's it for this first little episode. Just to say, it won't be a polished podcast, but it will be from the heart. So here goes. This is unknown territory for me in terms of podcasting from now on, so we'll just have to see how the story unfolds.